From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today with just 2 weeks to go before they adjourn for the year. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento on big issues they'll face before the legislature adjourns at the end of next week.
Many Democrats had hoped to take up a package of housing bills late last week, but those votes got pushed back until after Labor Day, so housing will top the agenda when the legislature reconvenes. Also in the works is a parks and water bond. The bond's $4 billion size appears set, but what the money would go towards is up for grabs. And speaking of money up for grabs, there's $1.5 billion in cap-and-trade auction revenues for Governor Jerry Brown and lawmakers to haggle over. Those funds could pay for anything from fire prevention to electric vehicle rebates. Finally, there are hundreds of other measures awaiting votes. Some of the highlights include bills to make California a sanctuary state and require the state to obtain all its electricity from renewable sources by the year 2045. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Chinook salmon that migrate up Northern California rivers in spring are genetically distinct from those that migrate during fall. That's according to new research from UC Davis. Now, the indigenous Karuk tribe near the Oregon border is petitioning to list spring Chinook as an endangered species. Craig Tucker, a policy advocate for the tribe, says the research shows their dwindling population is irreplaceable.
If we lose the spring run, it's unlikely that the fall fish will re-evolve this behavior in any time frame relevant for humans.
Farmers in the region worry what an endangered species listing would mean for dams and water use. A UC Davis analysis of steelhead also found a similar genetic difference, which means more endangered species petitions could follow. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.